Thinking Like a Human Part 3, Alternatives and Choices. One mistake we make quite frequently is that we confuse alternatives and choices. Alternatives are possibilities that address the issue at hand. Would you like a cheese sandwich or a tuna fish sandwich? I'm offering you two alternative types of sandwich and I'm inviting you to choose. There's a crossroads with one road going left and one road going right. Both of the alternatives of themselves relate to something that fulfills the same purpose or outcome once the choice has been made. That is, what to eat or which way to turn. The cheese sandwich and the road on the left are not alternatives because they're different things relating to different entities and different experiences. They're part of different sets and subsets. Where there are alternatives, there will, in all likelihood, but other alternatives for us to consider. In the examples above, an egg sandwich or salt beef sandwich might be alternatives to tuna fish or cheese. Doing a U-turn or travelling straight ahead might be alternatives to turning left or right. Choices are different to alternatives. Alternatives are the range of potential options that lead to an outcome. The choice is what we actually select from that range based on points of difference, desire or will to choose against a set of criteria. The way we choose can differ from person to person. We might choose by exception and deletion or by active assessment against a set of criteria. If faced with 5 pairs of shoes, I might choose by taking out all of those with heels over 5 inches first. Then take out any with a buckle, then any which are blue, until I get to a pair I may like. Or I might have a set of criteria in my head. Black, flat, plain, round toe, and look at only those shoes that meet those criteria. Even when we think we're not choosing, we're still choosing. We're just choosing whatever not represents. If we're not careful, we can end up with paralysis by analysis. And there's a reason why the first 4 letters of the word analysis are so configured. For the most part, we are considering whether things fit together within the range of things we already know or have labels for. We're making judgments about how to categorise. The next section is about making judgments. I do mean assessing in order to draw conclusions. This is different to the state of being judgmental, which, as we know, is not the name of an ineffective or angry person, but the experience of expressing an overly critical point of view.